Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump promising to work hard to unify the country. He predicted the nation will, in his words, see something that is so amazing today when he is sworn in as the 45th President of the United States. President-elect spoke before donors at a gathering here in Washington.
So I just want to thank everybody. We're going to have four incredible years. It's going to be something special. We have in the audience a special person who's worked very hard, who married very well. It's my daughter, Ivanka. Where is she? I sort of stole her husband. He is so great. If you can't produce peace in the Middle East, nobody can.
Mr. Trump referring to his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who is a real estate developer and investor, as well as publisher, and will serve as a senior advisor to Mr. Trump at the White House. ECOWAS says Gambian leader Yahya Jammeh, who lost the election last month, had until midnight today to hand over power and agree to leave the country or face military action. Adamo Barrow was sworn in as Gambia's new president at the Gambian embassy in neighboring Senegal. So far, no late word on what is happening in Gambia. Letters written by al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden show he remained focused on striking the United States, as well as its Western allies and governments seen as U.S. proxies. The letters were among 50 declassified documents just released by the U.S. intelligence community, documents confiscated in 2011 at the bin Laden compound where he was captured and later during that raid was killed. This is VOA News. Outgoing U.S. President Barack Obama has conceded defeat in the efforts to close the American military prison in Cuba at Guantanamo Bay, but he blamed Congress for his failure. Mr. Obama pledged when he became president 8 years ago to close the facility in his first year in office, but lawmakers in both political parties blocked that effort. He said the population there now stands at 41 as of Thursday. Donald Trump has vowed to keep Guantanamo open and to boost the number of terror suspects housed there, and even raised the prospect of sending U.S. citizens there to that facility. Outgoing U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter says that U.S. airstrikes have killed several dozen Islamic State fighters in two military camps about 45 kilometers southwest of the city of Sirte in Libya. Strikes were authorized by President Obama in what likely was the last military operation approved by the outgoing U.S. leader. The Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has ordered an investigation into the collapse of a dilapidated high-rise commercial building in the capital Tehran, an incident that left dozens of firefighters missing, feared dead. Spokesman for the Tehran Fire Department would not speculate on exactly what might have caused that blaze. It broke out in the 17-story building and spread quickly throughout the building, where hundreds of clothing and garment manufacturers did business and stored highly flammable textiles. United Nations has been invited to attend Syrian peace talks scheduled to begin Monday in Kazakhstan. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has said the talks will focus on enforcing the ceasefire and allowing the distribution of humanitarian aid. Meantime, Jan Egelin, top advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria, speaks about what he called the bureaucratic quagmire in Syria hampering humanitarian relief.
The way it is now, it cannot continue. The government has to change the way it is blocking our humanitarian access to civilians, but also the armed opposition groups who are responsible for the besiegements of Houma and Kafraia. They are also not helping us at all.
Jan Egelin speaking of the United Nations. Ongoing violence in Syria has displaced tens of thousands and left hundreds of thousands cut off from humanitarian aid. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.